Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
In this time, Lord God, that we have ears to hear what you're saying, and a heart and a desire just to want to apply this word, Lord God. God, I ask that you speak to me as well, Lord God, as well as speak through me, Lord God. Help me to deliver the word the way you've given it to me, God. I ask that you just move in this time. We just thank you right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We're going to go ahead and get right into the word. So first, we're going to go to Luke chapter 15. And we'll start at verse 11. It's a story some of us may know, but God wants to show us something new about it as we read it tonight. So we're going to go to Luke chapter 15, starting at verse 11. I'll turn this a little bit more for me. All right, starting at verse 11. This is the story of the prodigal son. Then he said, a certain man who had two sons, and the younger one of them said to his father, Father, give me my portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided them up, or divided them into his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in the land, and he began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country and sent him into the fields to feed the swine. And when he had gladly have filled his stomach with the pods of the, that the swine had ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough to spare, and I may perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. I am no longer worth. Oh, sorry. Yep, we read that one. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And his son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before and in your sight, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servant, bring me the best robe to put on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. And bring the fatted calf here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this is my son who was dead and is alive again, and he was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. So as I was praying and seeking God, I wasn't hearing anything all week. And I just began to just continue to pray. I said, okay, God, the time is getting closer. I need to hear from you. And all week, different things were going on at work. Different things were happening. And I kept humming this tune and kept singing this song. And if I wasn't singing it, then my coworker was singing it at her desk. And the song we may have heard before is called Waymaker. And she just began to just hum that song. And I was like, man. And I had kept hearing the song and I would just sing it because I love the song. I encourage you to go listen to it after church tonight. But it's called Waymaker. And the part, it says, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. That is who you are. And then Worm Version says, later in the song, it says, even when I can't see it, you're working. Even when I can't feel it, you're working. And we have to know that even when we don't see that change, God is working. So we read the son about the prodigal son, and that's great that he came to his senses and he came home and he came back to where he belonged. But I want to talk what God reminded me of this morning as he woke me up singing that song. He reminded me of his father. Because some of us have family, some of us have job situations, and we don't see them working. We don't see things happening the way it should be. But as we continue to press, as we continue to seek God, we know he's working. We don't see it happening right now, and we can't feel those finances changing. But as we continue to press in, as we continue to believe God, we have to know he's a way maker. We have to know that he's a provider. So turn to someone and say, he's a way maker, because that's the title of the message tonight. He is a way maker. When you don't feel it, you don't see it, you don't know how it's going to work, he is a way maker. And we have to know that even when I don't see the change happening, he's making a way out of no way. Even when we don't see the money coming in, he's already canceling the debt. He's already providing for you. But we have to continue to believe. And that's what I believe the father was doing. He said, I don't see my son yet, but I'm going to continue to pray. I'm going to continue to seek God. I'm going to continue to know that God is working it out. And that's what we need to grab hold of today, to know that we have to have faith. James 1:3 out of the New Living Translation, it says, for you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. We know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. If we're not tested, then a lot of times we don't have a chance to put our faith into action. When we're not faced with a hard trial where it seems impossible to handle, then it doesn't cause us to call upon God. A lot of people always say, well, how come I don't have this amount of money? Well, because if you have that amount of money, you might not remember who your source is. And a lot of times people say, well, how come I'm not an executive yet? How come I'm not at this level yet? Well, because if you get to that level and you're not ready for it, you're going to forget the process, or you're going to forget who it is that you serve. A lot of times we get caught up in so many different things and we're trying to figure it out, and it's not for us to figure out. It's for us just to continue to have faith and believe and trust God. We have to continue to believe and trust God. Romans 4:17 is the next chapter or verse we're going to go to. Romans 4:17. As it is written, I have made you father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God. He gives life to the dead and calls things which not exist as though they did. Reading out of the New Living Translation, it says, Abraham believed in God who brings the dead back to life and who creates new things out of nothing. We have to have faith to know that if God did it before, he will do it again. If God provided for them, he will provide for us. If God already brought you this far, he's not going to bring you this far and say, okay, I'm done with you. But he's going to continue to work through you as long as you allow him. He's going to continue to provide for you as long as you remember he's your source, as long as you focus on him, as long as you seek his face, then he's able to do it. It says he brought things which were nothing to something. He created something out of nothing. And a lot of times we say, well, it's just little old me. Well, you know, God can use little old you and do great and powerful things. Great and powerful things. We always just think, oh, it's just me. And we may speak down about the gift we have because maybe we don't know what it is. And I'm going to use Tanya as an example because we told her, we said, you know, Tanya, you have a servant's heart. And she was like, just, well, what is that actually? You know, I could tell she was puzzled. She was like, okay, what is that? And what is that? How am I supposed to use it? And how is that powerful? Well, let me tell you, when you're serving, there's different people watching. And let me tell you that Jesus served himself. And being a servant, that's you being able to humble yourself, step back, and do what it is God wants you to do for others. And you may say, oh, this is just something little. But if you take what you have, no matter how big, no matter how small, and you give it to God and watch him move, let me tell you, he'll do great and powerful things. So don't underestimate the power of God. Don't think that I don't know. We get worried and we say, well, I don't have it all figured out. It's not for us to have it all figured out. But it's for us to say, God, I don't know what's going to happen next. But God, I trust you. When we were ready, our house was getting close to foreclosure. We had to say, okay, God, we trust you. We trust that you're going to bring in the finances. We trust that you're going to make a way out of no way. Marquise was telling the people when they called, say, hey, you got that payment? He said, you know what? When God gives it to me, I'll get it to you. God said he's going to move. And do you know God moved? We're still in the condo to this day because God made a way. We have to continue to know that he is a way maker. He is a provider. And so I asked God, I said, God, you kept having me sing this song. He said, because I'm trying to train you that to remember that I am a way maker. Even when, and that was the thing. Even when I was like, okay, God, I'm trying to get this message and I wasn't hearing anything. He kept saying, I'm a way maker. Because my coworker kept humming it. And I was like, man, and even it was funny because on Friday, I'm sitting there and it's quiet and we weren't getting that many calls and I just began to hum. And she began to hum, and she's like, yes. She's like, that song, that's what's been stuck in my head. And I was like, yeah, that's the song that's on my heart right now. And so we were just sitting there, and we were humming. And someone's like, well, go ahead and sing it then, because both of y'all are humming the same thing. Let us hear a little bit of it. And so we were like, yeah. We just kept telling him, even though we don't see it, he's working. And the girls just looked at us, and they're like, man, you guys are just smiling. I don't know what it is that he's doing, but he must be working. And I said, yes, he is, because he's a way maker. He's a way maker. And God reminded me that people are always watching to see how we respond to different things. So God reminded me of when I was, I went to the hospital with Marquise. And I was getting ready to have the baby. Marquise wasn't there, and I was trying not to worry. My best friend was there with me. And the nurses were like, oh, you're only 3 centimeters, so you can, you know, you'll be okay. We're checking you in the room. The doctor's like, I will be back because it's going to take you a while. And I said, okay. And I'm sitting there and I was like, no, I feel like the baby's coming now. But they weren't listening to me because, you know, it's only my second baby. And I was just worshiping God. And I was like, help me, Lord. Just help me. And I just began to worship. And it was interesting because in just a moment like that, I was like, I have to push. They're like, you can push if you want. Nothing's happening. And so I was like, no, the baby's coming. And they kept seeing me saying I have to push it. So finally, they're like, okay, let's check you. In a matter of maybe 10 minutes, I went from 3 centimeters all the way fully dilated, ready to have the baby. And they're like, okay, the doctor just went to deliver twins, but we're going to scrub up. We're going to be ready just in case. And in that 10 minutes, I was like, I got to push. You guys better hurry up. I got to push. And I had continued to worship and continue to praise God. And I had the baby like that. And afterwards, the nurse said, you know, you kept saying you needed God to help you. I believe he helped you. Because there's no way. You had no drugs. You had nothing. There's no way that you could easily go from 3 to 10 like that. And I was like, it's God. And all I did was worship, because that's what comes out of me. That's what I know to do. So we have to remember that people are always watching. We don't know what it, not saying you have to walk around, hey, I'm in love with Jesus. Sometimes that's what it takes, but that's not always what it takes. Sometimes it's just you being a light, you being polite, you being helpful, you being a servant to show someone that, you know, he's a way maker. No matter what it looks like, no matter what's going on, God is a way maker. It may seem hard, it may seem tough, we don't know what's going on, but as we continue to pray, as we continue to seek God, God's coming through. And we just continue to praise God on the way to the breakthrough. On the way to the breakthrough. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We have to continue to have faith, to continue to have hope. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I know God is more than able. His timing is better than my timing. So I may say, God, okay, I want this right now, and I want that. And he's saying, you know what? Just wait a little bit. Or maybe my time is like, God, okay, I need you to come through. I need you to hurry up. And God's saying, I will be there at the right time. I need you just to trust me. Just to continue to believe that I'll make a way out of no way. God needs us to continue just to believe, to continue to have faith, to continue to know that God is more than able. God is more than able. The scripture I read at the beginning of church, Luke 18:27, it says, but he said, the things which are impossible with men are things which are impossible with men are possible with God. We have to know who our God is. We have to have faith and believe. The doctor said that I was sick and told my mom they didn't know if I was going to make it. And they just kept saying I had some condition. And my mom knew if she began to pray that God would move. And as she began to pray, they began to keep taking tests. And they're like, man, there's nothing wrong with your baby. I don't know what happened, but now your baby is fine. That's because she knew the God she served, and she knew that God is going to work. God, I don't know how it's going to happen, but I know that you are more than able. We have to have that faith. In spite of what the doctors may say, in spite of what other people may say, in spite of what things may look like, we have to have faith. We have to continue to have faith and know that he's a way maker. Luke 15 and verse 32. Luke 15, verse 32. It says, it was right that we should make merry and be glad, for your brother was dead and now is alive, and was lost and now is found. So what happened before this verse, the other brother, the older one, who stayed to help his father, said, you know, he came back from work and he saw the son was there and he saw they were having a party. He's like, wait a minute. I didn't go and spend my money, my inheritance. I stayed here. I worked. I stayed here. I was faithful. I stayed here and just served you like I was supposed to do. And you're not throwing a party for me. You're not doing anything for me. A lot of times we think, God, they have so much, but you're not doing anything for me. And sometimes we need to just rejoice with those that are being blessed. Be happy with them. When God's blessing them, be happy for them. Not be like, man, I wish that was me. No, that's not what we're supposed to be doing. Because God has us going the route he has is going for a reason. But his dad wanted him to rejoice because he said he was dead. Basically, he was eating pig's food. And I don't know about you, but that don't sound too good. So I was happy when he came to his senses and said, you know what? The servants eat better. Let me just have a little bit of what they have. Let me just start at the bottom and just work with the servants, because he knew he had did bad. And the father said he was dead and now he is alive. That reminds me of what God reminded me of is he said, I am the way maker. That son that his dad had been praying for, he made a way. He allowed some things that were dead in him to come alive. He recognized that he needed God and he needed his family. He recognized what he had did wrong and turned his back on God and his family and realized that that's where he needed to be. Was back right with God and back with his family. So even when times get hard and they get rough and we don't see the way out, we have to know that God is working. We have to know that God is able. We have to know that he is a way maker. Even if you have to walk and you're going through different things, God, you're my provider. God, you are a way maker. Even if you don't know the rest of the song, God, you're a way maker. God, I believe that you're making a way in this situation. God, I believe that you're touching those loved ones. God, I believe that you're healing the sick. God, I believe that you're bringing in the finances. God, I believe that you're giving me boldness. God, I believe that you're going to take me to another level in you. God, I believe that you're opening doors that have been closed. God, I believe that you're going to heal and set free and renew and revive. God, I believe. We have to begin to speak it out of our mouth. Begin to speak with faith and boldness and know that God is in control and that God's going to meet every need and that God's going to open the doors that need to be opened and close the ones that need to be shut. We have to believe. If you don't get anything else, remember that he is a way maker. God is a way maker. Not ourselves. Not the world. Because the world will cancel you out in a split second. But God knows that he can take something that was nothing, something that was broken, something that was bruised, and he wants to use it. As I get ready to close, God reminded me of this young child who was told that they wouldn't be anything, who was abused, not physically, but emotionally, saw a lot of physical abuse, And was told that you should just stop. But even by family was told that, you know what? You might as well go and just sell your body, because if someone wants to take it, you'll let them. This is someone that went through all this different abuse. But when this child realized that, okay, I need God, because the world has canceled me out. And the world has said, I can't do anything. But God, I know you haven't forgiven up on me. I know you haven't left me. When that child began to call upon the name of Jesus and allow God to step in, that child who once was told that, oh, you might as well drop out. Even though you're only in ninth grade, you might as well drop out. And even though siblings and family members told you, oh, you're just so fast that you'll just be out there on the street. You won't amount to anything. Because she allowed God to get a hold of her heart. And she allowed God to change her thought process. Graduated with more credits than what she needed. Is a beautiful wife. Is loved by so many. Has a different boldness. A different pep in her step. Because she allowed God to continue to work in her, because she knew that God was a way maker. She didn't see it happen overnight, because believe me, it didn't happen overnight. But because of God, I can proudly wear this shirt to say I'm created in his image, because I knew God was a way maker. When all the odds were against me, there's a God that can save, they can heal, they can renew, they can restore, they can repair. So if you don't remember anything else, know that he is a way maker. Nia and Bella, know that you guys are not too young for God to use you. And remember that you're not going to get by on your grandma's prayers. You're not going to get by on daddy and mommy's prayers. But it takes an intimate relationship. Know that God loves you so much. And there's some things that he wants to do in your lives. If you would only believe and have faith. Whatever you set your mind to, know that he wants to use you. We have to remember that God is a way maker. God, we thank you so much for making a way out of no way. God, we thank you that we can sing that song and know that even when we don't see it, you're working. Even when we don't believe it, God, you're still working. You're still moving. You're still healing. You're still restoring. You're still repairing. God, we thank you that you're touching those loved ones. God, we thank you that you're touching us. God, we thank you that you're setting people free right now, God. God, we thank you that you're giving promotion. God, we thank you that you're giving increase. We thank you that you're giving us boldness. God, we thank you that you've given us faith like never before. God, we ask that you continue just to help us to know that you are our way maker. When times get hard, God, we can lean and we can trust in you. That we can continue to press in you and know that you are more than able to handle every situation. You are more than able to meet every need. You are more than able to do it for us, God. We know you to be a way maker, God. We ask that you continue just to move in and through us. Help us to continue to meditate on that word. And as we leave from here tonight, God, help us to continue to know that you are a way maker, that you're moving in those family members, that you're moving in our health. God, that you're moving in our relationship with you. When we feel like we're at a standstill, God, you are moving. You are teaching us something. You are speaking to us, Lord God. We ask that you continue just to move in and through us tonight. And as we go home, God, help us to continue to focus on you. Help us to continue to set aside time just to worship you, oh God, to know that you are a way maker, God. You haven't forgotten about us. You haven't overlooked us. But God, you're working, you're supplying, you're meeting every need, God. We just thank you right now. We give your name all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. If that was impactful to you, slip your hand up. I'm lifting my hand up because it was impactful.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.